The great Archie Thompson. Morning to you, Archie.
Morning, mate.
Well, I know it wasn't your position, but imagine, you know, marking up on Kylian Mbappe and what that would have been like, Archie.
Oh, mate, I would have had nightmares for days, I reckon, and I'd probably still be in therapy. But I'm guessing Nathaniel Atkinson and on the other side, Azic Bajic, would probably be looking for some witch doctors over there in Qatar. But look, I mean, they were phenomenal, like phenomenal. The pace and the speed. I think I last talked to you guys was mine before the French game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so look, there was maybe a little bit of hope and faith that we had when we scored that goal within whatever minute it was early on. And we looked pretty good for the first 15, 20 minutes that we could cope. But when you're playing against the best of the best and like Mbappe, he's one of the number one players in the world, it was always going to be difficult. And they just seemed to just, you know, slipping it. They were in first gear, idling, and then all of a sudden, second to third to fourth to fifth, and they're in turbo, and we just couldn't cope.
Has it come down to that fact of just couldn't cope? We had said Andy on before, Andy Harps, and he was quite scathing of the guys and quite upfront about it, saying, you know, this was a poor performance.
Oh, you know, I mean, everyone has their opinion about it. It's obviously difficult to say why. I still believe they gave it their best shot. It's not like players go out there to give their worst performances, you know, and it's difficult. It's easy to say when you haven't been on the world stage like that against the best of the best. It's easy to say, oh, they should have done this, they should have done that. And it's funny, I've seen a few players come out and ex-Socceroos say that performance is not great. I'm telling you, that 2006 team, if you had the defenders like we did back then, up against those type of players, I would have thought they would have taken them to the bath even still then, because they were electric. I just sometimes it really blows my mind about some people with their opinions and criticism when all they did was do the best they can and play against one of the world's leading nations when it comes to football. We knew that was going to be one of the most difficult games in that group. And look, they just had quality all over the park. It was just simple as that.
Are there any positives that come out of the game for us moving forward into the next two games? Like, what's the conversation in camp? Is it, you know what, we're up against one of the best teams in the world. Yeah, we lost, but here's some positives. If we do that for longer periods, if we stay here, if we play at this speed, whatever it is, we win the next two games. Is there enough positives to come out of that game against French?
Well, I felt like that first 15, 20 minutes was great.
Yeah,
like
okay.
But the thing was that France possibly just sort of sat off, maybe get into the groove of the game, because you could see when we took that goal, it was almost like a wake-up call for them, and then they just started slipping through the gears. But I felt like we were dictating play, we were moving the ball well. That first goal that we scored was like world-class. Suter out to Lecky, a great touch and pass it across, and Craig Goodwin, what a finish. So we're capable of that football. It's about sort of maintaining it for the whole 90 minutes. And again, we've got to remember that they're one of the world's best, reigning world champions. So now we've got an opportunity, a realistic opportunity to really take it to Tunisia. And we've got to remember, we've only ever won two games, I think, in a World Cup.
Yeah.
And that was even back, and we keep going on about the golden generation, but we've only won two World Cup games. And so this is a great opportunity. We need to win this one. Because it's definitely not going to be easy against Denmark. And look, guys, the door's still open. Like, we've got the foot in the door. Okay, a lot of those countries are slamming it and it's hurting our foot, but we've still got a foot in the door. And a good performance, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about this sport is, you know, we're playing in a World Cup finals, if that's the case. Was that our World Cup, if you know what I mean? Are we just clutching at straws that we're going to get out of this group and maybe, you know, go down that path because of the journey that was taken to get there, Arch? Are we hanging on to something that's probably not really conceivable?
Oh, well, you know, I guess in life you've got to have hope, right? If you don't have hope, what's worth of life? Right? So I think for us, it's just about having hope and faith. And I feel like you're right there, because it was a real battle to get to the World Cup. Mm. Like, you know, we went into penalties in Peru, and it was a great save by... Oh God, it blows my mind now. I'm sleep deprived, guys.
The grey wiggle.
The grey wiggle. I'll just leave it at that, Red Mate. But look, and you might say that we almost played our World Cup getting there. But like I said, you're playing against the best of the best in their respective regions. So it's never going to be easy. We can easily say, okay, we can beat Tunisia, we can maybe get a result against Denmark, France is going to be difficult, but that's easy said than done. But like I said, a real good opportunity against Tunisia, and we could win our third game ever in a World Cup. So we got rid of that. We still had golden generations, and in that particular tournament, we only won one match. We drew two and lost one. So... I guess you've got to take the positives out of some of these other matches that are being played. Like I said, Saudi Arabia beating Argentina, phenomenal. Japan beating Germany. So an upset can happen. And like I said, this one is a level playing field. If we start like we did against France, anything is possible.
Personnel-wise, what changes would you like to see, Archie? Is it inevitable that Aidan Hrustić comes straight into the starting 11?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I know that he was kind of nursing maybe an injury. I know he was on the bench, and you don't want to throw key players on in a game that you're not likely to win. And you want to rest, make sure they're prepared for important games that you can get results from. And you look, guys, it just blows my mind. As soon as a team maybe doesn't perform as everyone expected, and everyone has expectations about everything. And once your expectations don't reach that level, all
sack
of a sudden,
everyone.
That's what it is, right? Yeah, it's all this resentment. Yeah, everyone's angry. And you know, I've had expectations on my life of how it should have been.
Yeah.
I wake up angry all the time.
Yeah, true. You've got kids.
Welcome to my 4 a.m. mornings, buddy.
See, you wouldn't have thought your life would have turned out that you were doing radio at 4 a.m. See, that's what I mean. Yeah. So, look, we just got to have a bit of hope and faith, and hopefully whatever team Arnie puts out, they perform well. And like, we're all athletes. We don't go out there to want to lose. We want to go out there and try to do best that we can. Yeah. We're playing against the best of the best. And
I think the other thing
as well,
turned it up. We've seen Graham Arnold handle the pressure and the expectation. And, you know, it's a minute ago that everyone wanted him sacked before the World Cup. You know, and the way he stood up, we all fell back in love with him. So that's what that gives me confidence, that you got someone in the trenches in charge of this team that doesn't care what other people think. He's going to do what he thinks is best for this team to try and win this next game. And that, to me, I reckon that's leadership right there.
100%. 100%. And look, and unfortunately, this is what sport is, right? Like, you can be the world's best and everyone loving, and one that within 24 hours, not even 24 hours, you can be the worst person in the world. And you cop that abuse, and people might say, like, oh, but you get this, you get that. But it shouldn't be allowed that you that much criticism, because you're just trying to do the best you can. Like, I don't walk into your office, and if you're not doing the numbers right, I'm going to be yelling at you and screaming at you, calling all these ridiculous names. They're just doing the best that they can. And look, hopefully they can turn their fortunes around on Saturday. And look, I love Graham Arnold. I feel like I've said, that's probably not the strongest team that we've ever sent to a World Cup. So when you see him kind of cool, calm, collective, just saying that, you know, the guys did the best they can, that's all it is. It's like, you know, they're just out there trying to win a game of football. And the more support we give behind them, the better they're going to be.
Archie, thanks so much as always, mate. I'll just give us a prediction quickly. Give us a score line. Australia, Tunisia.
Oh, Tunisia's a win by about 4 goals.
No,
mate.
After all that.
Brother. The Aussies. The Aussies for sure.
Okay, what will we take? 1-0, 2-1, 3-1?
Oh, mate, I'll just about take anything right about now, mate. I don't care if it's an own. I'll take 1-0.
That'll
1-0.
Do us.
Doesn't matter. That'll do. That'll do.
Archie, enjoy, mate. Have a great weekend. Appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, thanks, boys. Cheers.